Hello and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is June 8th, 2020, and I'm your host, Stephen Weber. Speedrun did not post for the majority of last week in support of the ongoing protests and fight against systemic racism around the world, and in the hopes that you would instead seek out more black content creators in the gaming industry who produce similar content to this show. If you don't follow me or Glitchpoint on Twitter, you can find more of my personal thoughts on the matter there, and you can find some of my favorite creators linked in the description of this podcast. Please go check them out, and let's get right into this episode. Today we're going to be talking about more events and announcements being delayed, quite possibly the best bundle of games you will ever see, Destiny 2's live event from over the weekend, and EA extending their Madden upgrade policy. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that EA Play Live has been delayed. This comes from Wesley Yin Poole at Eurogamer. EA has delayed its EA Play Live 2020 event by a week amid ongoing protests across the globe against systemic racism and police brutality. In a statement, EA said, quote, "With the important conversations taking place and important voices being heard around the world right now, we're moving our time to come together in play." EA Play Live 2020 will now take place at 4 p.m. PDT on June 18th. That's midnight in the UK. Of course, this article came from Eurogamer. And our second news story of the day is that the Steam Game Festival Summer Edition has been delayed. This comes from Chris Moisey at Destructoid. The Steam Game Festival Summer Edition has been officially rescheduled. It will now take place between June 16th to the 22nd, 1 week later than its originally advertised dates of June 9th to the 14th. The reschedule was announced over the weekend by the show's organizer, Jeff Keighley. The Steam Game Festival Summer Edition is a one-week online event in which a bevy of developers will be advertising upcoming PC wares. The event will feature a run of announcements, trailers, interviews, and playable demos. It is one of the many events taking place in lieu of E3 2020, which was canceled due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The Steam Game Festival Summer Edition will once again take place between June 16th and the 22nd. So both of these events were delayed over the weekend, obviously due to all of the things going on in society right now, from the pandemic to the ongoing protests across the globe. I think it's a great idea on all of these companies' parts. I talked about it a little bit on Twitter last week with the PlayStation delay. Hopefully we're going to get more news about that event getting rescheduled later today. So if you want more of my thoughts on that, you can certainly go check it out on my personal Twitter at NerdGuySteve. Our third news story of the day is that there is a bundle of games right now that is possibly the best I have ever seen. It has over 700 games in it. This comes from Chris Plant at Polygon. The bundle for racial justice and equality at itch.io is the best video game bundle we've ever seen. That isn't hyperbole. For a minimum donation of $5, you get more than 740 works, including some of our favorite games. But what makes the bundle truly special is the purpose. Proceeds will be split 50-50 between the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund and Community Bail Fund. You can donate however much you'd like. Naturally, we'd encourage more than $5 if you have the means to get games like Oxenfree, Overland, Art School, Wide Ocean Big Jacket, Quadrilateral Cowboy, Gunhouse, and Fortune 499. These aren't just good games, they're exceptional. The bundle also includes games like A Short Hike, one of our top 10 games of 2019, and A Mortician's Tale. Seriously, do not miss this chance to play hundreds of games from some of the most talented independent creators while supporting a vital cause. And once you've grabbed the bundle, read our guide on how to support Black Lives Matter and the protests against police brutality. This bundle is absolutely insane. 740 games, some of which are going to be really small experiences, some you may never even touch. Itch.io is a fantastic platform for hosting independent games, both big and small. But there's some really great games in there, as well as some hidden gems I'm sure you may find. I'm going to link the bundle below, as well as the resources that Polygon mentioned at the end of their article on how to further support the movement if you want to do so beyond the bundle. Our fourth news story of the day is that Destiny 2 had its first live event over the weekend. This comes from Nick Stat at The Verge. Destiny 2's first ever Fortnite-style live event just wrapped earlier today, and it was unfortunately not quite what some players were expecting. Instead of something monumental and game-changing for a key part of the game world, it was more of a slow burn, alternative to a standard video game cutscene. And instead of delivering a strong narrative payoff on a season's worth of otherwise dull and repetitive activity, the almighty event ended without any meaningful change in direction or surprising new development. For the last 3 months, developer Bungie has been building up a clash between the Destiny World's artificial intelligence supercomputer Rasputin and a large planet-destroying ship called the Almighty. All of this past season's activities have revolved around communicating with the AI character, a largely mysterious fixture in Destiny lore before this season, and doing a series of rehashed game modes and resource collecting in service of an eventual showdown between Rasputin and the Almighty. Over the last month, players were asked to participate in a mind-numbing number of public event activities to unlock an old Destiny 1 weapon and a brief story mission, with the promise of more to come at season's end. Some players expected the Almighty to actually crash into the game's tower social hub. Others expected a cutscene, or perhaps some form of real-time space battle that would destroy or in some substantial way change the tower. What we actually got was a severely understated form of the latter, in which the image of the Almighty changed in excruciatingly slow fashion, with new animations and eventually a brief scene of its destruction and crash landing. Yet the whole execution felt a bit slapdash and underwhelming. I'm going to skip over the middle part of the article here and over to the end, but essentially the event was a ton of missiles up in space being fired at the Almighty in very slow motion. This took about an hour and a half to 2 hours to complete, and then eventually the Almighty exploded in this really slow motion fashion and then crash landed into this area. So now back to the article. It untimely ended with an exciting crash landing and a shockwave, and now the Almighty's landing site appears to be a permanent fixture of the background of the tower. If players end up inspecting some of the crash debris after rezoning in, Bungie is awarding an emblem. So this was a really underwhelming event. I am not a Destiny person. I've never been into the community, but I saw this all over Twitter that people were just roasting this event and how slowly it was progressing, that there was just some missiles up in the sky and it was taking an hour and a half to 2 hours to complete this event. It just really seemed like there was either something wrong with the animations in game and Bungie just kind of let it go as if it was on purpose, or that they really just missed the mark on this. They seemed like they hyped it up a lot in the community and that the community was really looking forward to something that would reward all their kind of painstaking grind over this season. Bungie seems like they kind of dropped the ball on this one. I'll be interesting to see how they continue to develop their live events. Our fifth and final news story of the day is that EA has extended their Madden 21 upgrade policy. This comes from Sumit Sarkar at Polygon. Madden NFL 21 publisher Electronic Arts has extended the duration of its free upgrade offer for the next generation version of the game, changing its policy in response to criticism from fans and the media. Now the promotion will be valid all the way until Madden NFL 22 is released in the summer of 2021. So previously, users were only going to have until the end of this year, 2020, in order to upgrade their copy of Madden 21 from Xbox One to Xbox Series X. You will now have the option to do that until Madden NFL 22 is released in summer of next year. It's great that EA is listening to the community. It really seems like in recent times they have been pivoting with Battlefront 2 and this. They're listening to the community. They're trying to make consumer-friendly decisions. And it's nice to see that headed into next gen, EA has this new aura about them. So those are all the major news stories around video games for Monday, June 8th, 2020. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.